to all you people back in the Shire. Turn your porch lights off because we're coming home with a trophy.
Hey there, welcome to Sharkcast, a podcast dedicated to the greatest sporting club in the history of the world, also the toughest sporting team in the history of the world, the mighty Cronulla Sutherland Sharks, losing tonight 28-4. But as you are all aware, going down in a blaze of glory like my friend John Bon Jovi used to sing from the Young Guns soundtrack, part two. What a performance from the Sharks. Brutal, carnage, heartbreaking, tough, mostly resilient, inspiring, proud, insert whatever word you want. I just wanted to jump on and express myself and say that overall I was super proud of that performance from the Sharks. I'm not happy that we lost. I'm not happy that we could have played better in parts. I have a whole list of notes of things that I was watching throughout the game, but now is not the time to dissect the game. Now is the time to celebrate how tough a team we have. The defense has obviously improved out of sight since last year. So John Morris, Josh Hannay, the entire coaching staff have done a really good job turning that defense around. And we had no players in the second half on the bench. We didn't make one interchange technically the whole game. They were all head injuries. I'm not sure how they defined the Katoa one, but John Morris said we did not use the interchange once. That was also confirmed by some other journalists as well at the game. I think it would have been an interesting clash if we'd had 17 on 17. Let's not forget they lost Mitchell Moses for the majority of the match, and Makasivo also was out of the game for a long time, so Parramatta did not have it all their own way. I thought Parramatta played pretty good in a lot of ways, that they really kept their patience and held their grip until we actually cracked and they went on with it and scored some tries. They probably should have won by a lot more, but Cronulla's defense was too good and they blew a few tries as well. As far as the celebrating goes of Blake Ferguson, we dislike that fellow for what he said back in the day. I have no issue with any other celebration tonight from the Parramatta Eels, but Blake Ferguson, I'm never really going to like him. Some incredible stats coming out of the game. Parramatta had almost 60% of possession. Both teams for the first half completed really well. In the first half, the Sharks completed 16 of 20 sets, which is pretty good considering where we were last year. Second half was a different story for both teams with the handling. We talked about it in the preview to the game, and the offloads really killed the Sharks. Not so much on the scoreboard, but in the first half, the offloads were really a telling sign that Parramatta could run away with this game. Overall, Parramatta ran for 700 more metres. The Sharks missed 31 tackles, which I think is the least they've missed in a match this year as well, which is astonishing given the circumstances. So yeah, in the end, we played without Wade Graham for the majority of the match. Britton Nakora, also Will Kennedy missed the whole second half. Sione Katoa's got a semi-serious leg injury. They're talking about 4 to 6 weeks at the moment, early days. No scans have been done yet. The performance from our middles was inspiring. Aaron Woods, Ueli, Rudolph, Tolman all played huge minutes. And considering the minutes they played, they did pretty good. It did look like we were hanging on there, and we hung on for a long time and then cracked. But no shame in that. I thought that if we had a bit more mileage in those forwards going forward. I know I just praised them, and I'm not being critical of them here. I'm just saying we didn't get the ball in the opposition 20. I think it might have been once in the... Let's have a look. So we only had 10 tackles in the opposition 20 compared to Parra's 54. In the second half, we had one possession, one tackle in the opposition 20. So we're not going to be scoring tries in that half. And I think that if we'd had a bit more go forward for whatever reason, not necessarily the forward's fault, just for whatever reason, I think the kickers would have had more opportunity to keep us down the other end of the field. I did think the general play kicking let us down out of everything in the match. I think that was the kind of weak point. We need to improve on that. We saw some kicks go out in the full. We saw some kicks just make it into the field of play and not go out in the full. Charge downs and possession-wise and where we played the game on the field, we really didn't have much of a chance of winning the game, particularly in the second half when so much was going against us. I thought Will Kennedy looked really good again in the first half before he got injured, unfortunately. Katoa scored a really nice try again from a scrum play, so well done to everyone involved for that. It's very exciting to watch those scrum plays. But yeah, we had players playing all over the shop. Our centres for the majority of the match were Teague Wilton and Jack Williams. Connor Tracy went from centre to fullback. Dugan played in the wing. Billy played lots of minutes. It was chaos. Absolute chaos. Absolute carnage. The score blew out in the end, but for those of you that watched it, which is the majority of you already, there's not much fault to be found out there. We can find it. We can find lots of faults in this game. We don't want to. We just want to praise particularly a defensive effort. Even later in the game, when the game was gone, they were saving tries, and for that, they should be really applauded. Big match coming up against the Cowboys, home game on the Sunshine Coast. I know some of you guys are heading up. It's going to be fun and interesting to see what team they name and who lines up, and we're obviously going to be in for some changes. Does this derail the season? I'm hoping not. I'm hoping the injuries aren't too bad. It looks like Katoa is the worst out of all of them. And it does raise the question, which has been already raised on social media a lot tonight and after the Canberra game in particular today and then our game tonight. Do we need extra people on that bench to come on in special circumstances? And of course the answer is yes. And of course this has nothing to do with the fact that we were so undermanned tonight. It has nothing to do with that. After watching the Canberra game, I shouldn't say it has nothing to do with it. It has something to do with it, but it's not the reason I'm raising it. After the Canberra game, I thought the same thing. For the past few years, I thought the same thing. Someone's concussed. They can't come back, as it should be. Why should that team be disadvantaged? All you old school people saying attrition and it brings out the little guys and all this thing. No. Let's play a fair game. 7 in, 7 in. Someone goes down, someone comes in. And if the NRL is worried about teams taking advantage of this, they need to get their house in order. They need to make sure they don't. So I think the situation is there to be brought in as soon as next week. Why not? And at least then you have more of a fair fight. You have more of a fair match. 17 versus 17 tonight, I think we go pretty close. At no point in that second half did I think the fairy tale was going to happen, because I'm a realist and we were playing a good team and we were playing a big team. And the last sort of 10 to 15 minutes, Regan Campbell-Gillard, Junior Paulo, all those guys, they had their way with us in the end. So that's where I stand with the situation of allowing other players to come on in special circumstances, and I'm all for it. And I think we've got Peter Vallandis in charge of the NRL, and he's all for change and making it fan friendly and everything else. He's completely changed the game and how we play it, so why not go one step further and just make it a bit fairer for everyone? But that's the end of that rant. Once again, well done Cronulla Sharks. Didn't get the 2 points, but a lot of respect. We move on. Next man up. Not sure who those men are going to be, but it's on again next week. Quick thank you to everyone for tuning in this year to Sharkcast. It's been really great feedback from you guys and girls about the show, and I really appreciate it. And I want to say thank you to our regular guest hosts who have been popping up. There's more to come. On that note, I'll say farewell. Speak to you during the week with a special guest host. Sharkcastpod@gmail.com. Please write to us. Please emote to us. At SharkCastPod on all the social medias. Follow us, like us, subscribe to us, whatever it is the application asks you to do, do it. Speak to you soon. Up, up. Sharkies! Sharkies!
Fafita tries to crash his way over, he does! Fafita got the ball over the line! And to all you people back in the Shire, Turn your porch lights off because we're coming home with a trophy.